Welcome to your first teaching from It's Time For Me this month on integration and spiritual practices. I hope you have a lovely Friday and I also hope you have a lovely weekend. So today we're going to, I suppose, delve straight into starting our integration process. So I would have explained in the audio above under the welcome sign about what we're doing this month. If you haven't had a chance to listen to that, I would ask you to go back and listen to it because it just gives you a really nice insight into why we're doing what we're doing and what this integration process is all about. So I will have explained in that it really is about, I suppose, embodying now all of what you've learned, all of your gifts, all of your talent and how far you've come, and not just in a thought process or in a logical way, but actually feeling that in the body. A lot of times we make quite significant changes in our life, or we have a lot of significant changes happen to us, and it shifts our energy and it shifts who we are. And this, even if it doesn't feel good, it will actually strengthen you. It will bring you into a stronger place of resilience. And it will, of course, bring you even closer to those unique gifts and talents that you actually have within yourself. And I explained in the audio above about the lighthouse energy and why I'm using the lighthouse symbol this month, but it is really about us bringing our connection back to our natural light. So this is, you know, who we're born to be, the natural gifts that we're born with, the innate kind of wisdom we have, the innate intuition that we have. That's all there. That's all there from when you were born. And then obviously as we go through life and we have a lot of shifting and a lot of changing based on our life circumstances, that also starts to bring our awareness to a more higher space about who we are and what we need. We do spend a lot of our life probably going away from that light of ourselves, and obviously in this time for me I always want to bring you back there. But really, really strongly this month, it's about just allowing, I suppose, the recognition now and the acknowledgement of how far you've come. And instead of saying, like, you know, oh, this has happened to me and it has stopped me in my tracks, or this has happened to me and it's caused my life to maybe go off track, or it has caused difficulties for me. All of that is really, really relevant, of course. And, you know, that can be difficult to do, but it's actually looking at the other side of it and saying, okay, well, what has that taught me? How has that helped me? And how can I now integrate all of that so that I can move forward in my life with more flow, with more ease, and really start to tap into this very, very, very strong light and empowered energy that actually sits within you? So what I'd like you to think about today, and this is step one of the integration process, though, is just, you know, I asked you above there, the reflective thought, who are you becoming? And sometimes when we hear that, who am I becoming? It's like, I want you to change, or I want you to be different. It's not that. It's that you will have shifted and you will have changed over the years. You won't be the same person you were 6 months ago or a year ago or 25 years ago. We're trying to kind of come back to ourselves, our natural selves. So for us to do that, who are we becoming? So if I was to answer that question, I'd probably say I'm becoming somebody who is more aware of what keeps me in flow. You know, I'm becoming somebody who is becoming kinder to myself. I'm somebody who's becoming stronger in, like, seeing my worth, let's say. Okay, that's just an example. So kind of on that question of who you're becoming, it's like thinking about situations maybe recently that have happened to you, or things all over the course of your life that have happened to you that brought you to this exact point where you are. I want you to think about where you are in yourself at this time. Think about who you are in yourself at this time, and think about where you are in your life at this time. And when we start this integration process now, it's looking and saying, what have I learned from everything that's happened to my life? How has that shifted me or changed me? Don't worry if you feel like it's in a difficult way or a bad way. Like, just be with it, you know. How has that shifted me and changed me? How much have I grown from all of what I have gone through and learned in my life? How much have I evolved? How has my thinking evolved? I just want you to just to get an awareness piece around that today. And we'll go on to the next steps then next week. So I look forward to talking to you really soon.